For this Monday, April 29th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A Mount Vernon man has been sentenced to prison for selling meth in Posey County. Officials say that man is 61-year-old Birchie Jr. Stillwagner. On Wednesday, April 24, Stillwagner was sentenced to 12 years in prison after pleading guilty to multiple charges, including dealing meth and maintaining a common nuisance. A release shows that as part of Stillwagner's guilty plea, he admitted to delivering meth to a confidential informant in Posey County on two separate occasions back in March of 2023. Stillwagner is one of 21 people arrested as a result of Operation Last Dance, which was an undercover drug investigation. Officials say Stillwagner was arrested during the raid on May 25th and has remained held on bond in the Posey County Jail since his arrest. He will now be transported to the Indiana Department of Correction to serve his sentence. The Posey County Council on Aging would like to remind Posey County residents that transportation services are available Monday through Friday for tasks such as banking, pharmacy, and grocery runs, as well as doctor appointments. If you would like more information or to schedule this service with the Posey County Council on Aging, contact their office at 812-838-4656. Coming up this Saturday will be the Posey County Fair Association's 80s Prom Night. It'll take place at the Community and Events Center at the fairgrounds. The event is for those adults 21 years and older. Doors are open at 7 o'clock on Saturday, May 4th. Tickets are $20 at the door, or you can get discounted tickets ahead of time for $15 each. If you would like to get your tickets early, you can send your money via Venmo to Posey County Fair Association. All proceeds will benefit the Posey County Fair Association. The Posey County Fair is scheduled for July 14th through July 20th. Last night, the IHSAA released the sectional pairings for both the high school baseball and softball postseasons. First in baseball, the Mount Vernon Wildcats will play in the Class 3A sectional at Princeton, and they will have to play Memorial in the first game of the tournament. The North Posey Vikings will battle in the Class 2A sectional at South Spencer, and they received a bye. They will play South Spencer in the second round of the tournament. Sectional play is set for May 22nd through the 27th. For the high school softball pairings, Mount Vernon will play in the Class 3A sectional at Boonville, and the Wildcats will play Bossy in the opening round. North Posey softball is in the Class 2A sectional at Forest Park, and the Vikings received a bye. They will play the winner of South Spencer and Perry Central. The softball sectionals are slated for May 20th through the 25th. Switching to local college baseball from over the weekend, the Evansville Purple Aces took 2 of 3 from the Missouri State Bears at home. UE won on Friday 4-1, Saturday 8-7, but lost the finale on Sunday 19-8 in 7 innings. The Aces are 24-19 of the year and 12-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They are still in second place in the conference, 2 games behind first place Indiana State. USI Baseball finished off their 3-game series with Eastern Illinois on Saturday with a 14-3 victory. The Screaming Eagles won 2 of 3 in the series, and they sit at 19-25 overall and 8-10 in the OVC. From Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals failed to complete the 3-game sweep in New York as the Mets outlasted the Cardinals 4-2 in 11 innings. The Redbirds fall to 13-15 of the season and will begin a 3-game set tonight in Detroit against the Tigers, first pitch at 5:40. The Chicago Cubs lost on Sunday Night Baseball in Boston against the Red Sox 5-4. The Cubs lost 2 of 3 and slipped to 17-11 on the year. They will now be in New York to square off with the Mets this evening at 6:10. The Cincinnati Reds got tripped up in Texas by the Rangers 4-3. The Reds lost 2 of 3 in the weekend series and are 15-13 of the season. Cincy now heads to the West Coast to begin a series in San Diego against the Padres tonight at 8:40. And finishing up from the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers won Game 4 of their first-round series at home against the Milwaukee Bucks 126-113. Miles Turner had a game-high 29 points for the Pacers as they now lead the best-of-seven series 3-1. Game 5 is back in Milwaukee tomorrow evening. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, April 29th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.